News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Very short segment here because I ran long with John Ulyah on purpose. Wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to get as much out of his time as we could. So let me just say this. I've got a full section here on Ukraine. I'll be spending a good bit of time probably after the next interview that we're going to have here in a few minutes with my friend Chris May. But I will say this. There was breaking news just a moment ago. In fact, it's on the screen right now here in the studio that Biden is saying he's not calling for regime change. However, there's a caveat to that. So storyline off of the AP just 15, 20 minutes ago, President Joe Biden said Monday he is not walking anything back. That's interesting because his staff certainly did. But if you recall, here's the storyline in case you missed it. I think everybody's heard it, but I'll say it again anyway. He gave a speech, which by all rights was a fairly decent speech. It was a very firm, we got to do things, dealing with Ukraine versus Russia. And it was felt to be a very forceful and one of his better speeches. And then at the end of it all, though, he went off script and he said something to the effect of that man cannot remain in power. Well, that sounds as if the head of state is calling for regime change for another head of state. Well, okay, that's interesting. And that conversation I just had with John Elliott a minute ago was, that is certainly something that you would hope would have already been discussed in great detail before somebody goes out and gaffes it and creates policy by mistake. Because make no mistake about it, when the President of the United States issues a public statement, it is policy until it's not policy at that point. The boss has just spoken. Well, the boss spoke, and he said, cannot remain in power. Well, today what he came out and said, after his staff walked it back and said, we are not by any stretch advocating for regime change, he made the point today. He said, I was expressing the moral outrage that I felt toward this man. I wasn't articulating a policy change. Okay. Well, I'm not so sure. I don't know. Who knows? It may have just been a simple gaffe. Or maybe one of those things that came out because they'd had conversations and it was still fresh in his mind. Or who knows. But anyway, the bottom line is this. Breaking news is that the president himself addressed that, what has been considered a gaffe, by saying that it was not designed as regime change. It was not articulating a policy change, in his words. He was expressing the moral outrage that he felt toward this man. Well, I think the whole world feels moral outrage. The question is, What are we going to do? Well, one of the things I think has to be considered at all times in this is that, yes, there is a military and a foreign policy decision-making process in every bit of it, but there's a human factor involved. And so one of the things that I have tried to do on this show constantly is not forget the human factor. And I love the fact that even my own church was announcing this weekend the levels of humanitarian aid that they're sending to the region. And I took some comfort in that. And I'll tell you, Right now, the United Nations High Council on Refugees, the UNHCR, estimates that upwards of 10 million Ukrainians have been displaced. 3.2 million are now in refugee status. The difference there being displaced means inside the country. Refugee status means you've moved outside your own borders. That's a huge shift of population and the largest shift of population in Europe since World War II. It's all because of the imperialistic notions of Vladimir Putin. Well, coming up next, my friend Chris May is here. He's still got his ministry, Mercy's Hope, that is sending aid and ministry and prayers to the people of Ukraine. We're going to talk to him, get some firsthand thoughts on what's going on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. You hang on. We'll be right back.